Shalom Shabbat from Gracia. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 4th of December, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Monday, the 1st of December, the BBC published an investigation that suggested Georgian special forces used a toxic compound, not commonly used since the First World War, against demonstrators during the November-December 2024 pro-European protest. Experts say the security forces mixed the chemical known as Kamit, or bromobenzyl cyanide, into their water cannons. France developed Kamit during the First World War, but countries stopped using it decades ago because of its severe long-lasting effects. Protesters reported burning skin, breathing problems, extreme exhaustion lasting weeks after exposure. One formal special forces official who previously tested the compound confirms its effects are much stronger than standard tear gas. Georgian Dream, or Kotzebi, called the investigation fake news and said they will sue the BBC for a disinformation. Want to know more? Link in the show notes. More than 120 Georgian diplomats released a joint statement marking 1 year since the Kotzebi suspended talks on EU membership on the 28th of November 2024. Diplomats say the current government's foreign policy completely ignores the will of the Georgian people and the country's constitutional mandate for European integration. They rejected the government's lies that the EU demanded Georgia give up its sovereignty and open a second front against Russia, saying that the requirements the Kotzebi rejected were standard criteria for all candidates and focused on strengthening the rule of law and democratic institutions. And that's what they have the real problems with. Any surprise there? They say the government's shift is a step towards isolation, leaving the country vulnerable to Russian threats. They urged international partners to keep Georgia on the political agenda and continue supporting its European future. Meanwhile, Georgian Young Lawyers Association says the Interior Ministry refuses to follow court orders to pay damages to victims of the 2019 Gavrilov Night protests. Georgian courts ruled the ministry must compensate several peaceful demonstrators, some of whom suffered serious injuries and are entitled to monthly state support. While the court decisions are legally final, the ministry has still failed to pay. The European Court of Human Rights has also ruled that Georgia violated the rights of 26 victims. Grand Chamber will announce its final decision on this case on the 11th of December. Next up, Alikol Elisashvili from the Coalition Strong Georgia, or Zlieri Lelo, is facing a charge of attempted terrorism after police arrested him on Saturday, the 29th of November. Authorities say Elisashvili broke into the Tbilisi City Court Chancery building and tried to set it on fire. Police added that court martials caught him during the act. He resisted arrest, physically fighting them and threatening them with a gun. Elisashvili admitted to trying to burn the building, but said that he absolutely rejected the terrorism charge. He said that his actions were a necessary protest to set fire to injustice, repression, and violence in Georgia. Elisashvili said he chose the court because he views it as a structure carrying out the nation's oppression. He explained that once he saw the marshals in the building, he changed his plans and decided to leave, but was apprehended. Authorities released a video of Elisashvili pouring gasoline in the building and fighting with marshals. Link in the show notes. On Monday the 1st, Kotzebi Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze commented on the ongoing anti-corruption campaign, which resulted in charges against former officials, including former Prime Minister Irakli Kharabashvili. He said that the fight against corruption and cartel agreements forced the government to temporarily halt several large infrastructure projects. Kobakhidze hilariously pretended that this necessary pause affected the monthly increase in money supply this year. However, he believes eliminating corruption and promoting healthy competition will pay off next year, doubling the economic benefit. He said the government will ensure all future projects, especially in energy, railways, and infrastructure, will be cost-effective and high-quality, directly boosting the pace of increase of the money supply, which they're now talking about a lot. Parents of children diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy held a protest outside the Ministry of Health on Sunday, the 30th of November. They demanded that the government immediately allow access to new modern medications currently available in Europe and the United States. Parents said they have had unproductive conversations with the ministry for months. All the while, their children's conditions continue to worsen. One parent confronted Misha Sajveladze, the health minister, telling him that no concrete steps had been taken in 2 years. Sajveladze responded to the media, saying that the new treatments have conflicting information about their safety and effectiveness. He argued feebly that before the governments can include them in state programs, they must confirm that the medicines are truly safe and will actually help the children. Yeah, okay, Misha. Now that the parliamentary and local elections are over, the ruling regime plans to discontinue the employment program for socially vulnerable citizens starting in 2026. This popular program began in 2022, offered public jobs, the 300 lari salary, which is just over $100, to nearly 40,000 people who received social assistance. On Monday, the 1st of December, Finance Ministry submitted a budget proposal Parliament that slashes funding for labor and employment reforms by 91 million lari, which is about $33 million, ending the current structure. Government says the program completed its planned four-year cycle, and Georgia's recent increase in the money supply has created a labor shortage, making the program unnecessary. Instead, the ministry said that it will focus on providing beneficiaries with training to help them find jobs in the private sector. Kivi Mikanadze, Minister of Education, announced a major overhaul to the public school system starting in 2026. Some of the changes include mandatory uniforms for all students in grades 1 through 6. All schools must use identical textbooks written by the ministry. Final year, 12th grade will become voluntary, while 11th grade will focus on exam subjects to cut private tutoring costs. People who dislike the Kotsebi were against school books written by the ministry. For that, ministry just provided guidelines and schools could use different textbooks. Lots of people think that centralizing this function and using the same textbooks written by the ministry will become a powerful tool for propaganda and indoctrination, which of course is the case. Second biggest reaction was against school uniforms because it's associated with the Soviet Union. On Monday the 1st, Poland stopped offering simplified work permits to Georgian citizens. Change makes it much harder for Georgians to secure jobs there, as they can no longer use the quick online application process submitted by an employer. Poland kept the easier process for citizens of Armenia, Belarus, Moldova, and Ukraine, but removed Georgia from its privileged list. Polish authorities suggest this change stems from an increased migration risk assessment, which often means concerns about the stability of employment or higher rates of citizens overstaying their permits. On Tuesday the 2nd, the Turkish Ministry of Transport said someone attacked a ship in the Black Sea that was carrying sunflower oil and traveling from Russia to Georgia. The attack happened about 150 kilometers, 90 miles off the coast of Sinop, north of Turkey. The Turkish side says the crew members were not hurt and the ship did not need help. We don't know who launched the attack, but it comes shortly after Ukraine said it struck two sanctioned Russian tankers in the Black Sea near Turkey's coast last week. So, sunflower oil. Finally, on Wednesday the 3rd, the financial platform Revolut introduced restrictions that directly affect Georgia. Revolut's popularity surged among Russians who lost access to international banking after sanctions hit Russian bank cards. Platform now stops users from funding their accounts with cards issued in Georgia. This change complicates transactions for many people living in the country, particularly Russian immigrants and others who use the app for global transfers. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Want a free trip to Lisbon? All you need to do is check out our new very cool t-shirts, create a personal collection, and sell as many t-shirts as you can with a discount code that we will give you. Person who sells the most t-shirts with the discount code by Christmas Day will enjoy beautiful Portugal in April. Check out the link in the show notes. Na hamdis.